Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My Jimmy Valentine. Sweet little Valentine. You make me laugh when you slow jam the news.
What day is it?
Who wants to know?
Why do you ask?
Do I have to go to school today?
One question begs another, which begs the question.
What is today?
Today is tomorrow.
It's not working.
And breathe.
I don't like it.
Seriously, it is time to start our show.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature.
Okay.
Welcome, February 12th, 2019, 2 days before Valentine's Day. Anytime I hear My Funny Valentine, all I can think of is Constantine Maroulis from American Idol. So, such a sexy lad. Not really. When he came in studio, he had a t-shirt on that was way...
I was going to say, the V-neck pulled way down.
Cut down to his navel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Bare-near.
Sweet coming.
If that doesn't get you in the mood, it shouldn't, really. So I read something this morning going through all the news of the day for this morning, and we got a lot of stuff on the show. We'll tell you about that in a second. But good morning to Lance. Good morning to Kevin.
Good morning,
Courtney.
I read that, and I am shocked at this. Remember Coach from Cheers?
Yeah.
Ernie Pantuso.
On this date, he died. I can't remember how many years ago. You know how old he was when he died?
No.
61.
What?
Whoa. 61.
Whoa. That's it?
I mean, didn't he look like an elderly man?
Yeah, he looked like he was late 70s.
Yeah.
61 years old. It blew my mind.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? That's 11 years older than I am.
And that was that was fairly early on in the series.
Yeah,
I mean, after a few seasons.
And then they brought Woody took over.
Woody Harrelson, right, who was significantly younger.
Yes.
Like in his early 20s at the time.
And he played that country, dumb farm boy. Mm-hmm. And you thought for sure after that show, he would have been typecast. But he's gone on to do every kind of thing.
And you know what I give him credit for? He works all the time and stays out of the radar.
Really, for the most part.
I mean, you don't really hear much about
him. He's not fodder for Schmig.
No, and I think that you don't see many celebs who do that anymore, but I think that's the grief-free way to do it if you're going to be a celeb.
For most of his career, he hasn't been tabloid.
Yeah.
You know, Julia Roberts does too, really, if you think about
it. That's true, yeah.
You know, after her, you know, failed relationships when she was in her 20s, when she got married to that Danny Motor, and they moved to Montana or wherever it is. She's pretty much, unless she wants you to see her, she lives a normal life.
Tell you what, that's a part of our country that, you start heading up that way. I know Wyoming is the least populous state. If you really want to get away from people, go to Wyoming. There's only about, I think it's
10
under,
people?
No, I think it's under 600,000 people in the whole state.
Really?
Yeah.
What states haven't you been to?
Oh, there's a lot. I've never been to Washington State or Idaho or Oregon. Haven't been to the Northwest a whole bunch, but there was one vacation, I don't know, I guess it was about 12, 13 years ago. It was a very last minute thing. I had to burn off time, and it's just, I don't know what I'm going to do, so I just got in the car and drove. So I went to Iowa and South Dakota, Wyoming, Colorado,
what
Kansas.
What state surprised you the most that you visited? Like, wow, this place is cool. Or, wow, this place.
Well, I'm not... Boy, I apologize up front. I'm not a huge fan of Kansas. I mean, just from driving.
Well,
I mean, That's mostly a driving thing.
But the band you love.
Yeah.
I love the band. But I mean, you know, Highway 70 in Kansas is super dull.
If you've ever driven to Colorado,
and
you know that drive.
One time it's like, I got to find a different way. So I tried to, there's an east-west highway. It's not an interstate. It might be like Highway 35 or something that goes east-west through Kansas. And I got to tell you, if you've never seen like cattle pens, it is amazing. And I don't necessarily know that it's, let's put it this way. You, one of your senses knows you're coming up on them before any other senses. Like your nose picks it up before your eyes.
Yes.
And I remember stopping in Dodge City and getting out of the car. It's like, holy, how do people live here? Wow.
Is it one of those places, like if you're driving and you're like on close to E, you're like, okay, well, I can pass that exit. If you pass that exit, will you maybe run out of gas?
I don't know if it's that bad, but there is that stretch of Highway 70 in Utah when you cross over into Utah. I think it starts in Green River, and there are signs posted. It's like,
if you don't get gas now.
Yeah, because there's nothing for about 110 miles because it's super rock formation. It's like driving on Mars. It all the rocks are yellow and red. You've been there, Tim?
It happened
to
him.
Out. Me, the three Convy brothers.
You ran out of gas in that stretch?
Yeah, middle of the night.
Did you really?
Yeah.
In the middle of the night?
Well, because you're not really paying attention to the signs.
Right. And you just, you've been driving for so long, and you kind of know, like, okay, there's always one this far, and you're wrong in Utah.
Yeah.
Man, you could make some money just hanging out with gas cans.
Yeah.
Good point. Really good point.
Okay, well, it is a Tuesday. We'll try to have some fun today. You're going to definitely have fun if you win some of these tickets that we have four times today on the show and tomorrow and on Thursday. It's your chance for the girls' getaway to New Orleans to see the Backstreet Boys. And it's brought to you by Ambassador Floor Company. So every day until Thursday, including Thursday, four chances to win a pair of tickets for their show here in St. Louis, September 6th at Enterprise Center. And then everyone who's qualified is in the drawing for that grand prize trip. You get to go to New Orleans with your girls. Mm. You get to see the Backstreet Boys, and you get to go backstage and meet them.
And I looked it up online. I'm pretty sure that date for the Backstreet Boys in New Orleans is Labor Day weekend.
Long
Big weekend.
It's perfect.
Yeah. So a lot of partying.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and hopefully you win today. First chance to win, 6 o'clock hour, then 7, 8, and 9. Also today, Lance will have your missed connections.
Hey.
Food stuff. Sorry, I interrupted
you.
Do it again. Lance will have your missed connections.
Hey, St. Louis.
Tim will have your food stuffs. Exciting news at McDonald's.
Hey, St. Louis. Well played, Tim.
Entertainment Schmig, and there's a crazy medical story in the news today. You know, we've talked about people that have, I don't know, something happened to them and they could speak a different language all of a sudden.
Oh,
well, this is even crazier. I don't know, and it's called something, so it's happened before, but it's crazy, and you'll be really interested in it, I think, Tim.
I already am.
Because of your background.
Running out of gas?
Yep. Weather today, patchy areas of fog this morning, cloudy, windy with morning showers, may switch over to the wintry mix stuff, ending by midday. High of 40, and then tomorrow, sunny, warmer. We're seeing 50 tomorrow, folks. And then on Valentine's Day, 54. But rain in the forecast right now.
40.
Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
So you can summarize that forecast for today as continuing.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show. We got a lot of stuff on the show today, including your chance. Next hour, we start giving away tickets to Backstreet Boys when they come to St. Louis in September, but you're qualified for that getaway to New Orleans. You get a hotel, airfare, and you get to go backstage and meet the Backstreet Boys. All right, I wanted to wait till Jen got here to do that, because Jen is our resident yoga person. Yogi?
Yogi.
I call her a yogi.
Well, you know, my sister now.
Oh, yeah.
Opened a yoga studio.
Go ahead and give her place a plug.
There's a place in Greenville, Illinois. It's called Ananda, which is, I guess, a yoga word for, like, be at peace or something. It's on the square there in Greenville. And my sister opened the studio here right about 3 weeks ago. And offers all kinds and all types of yoga.
Does she do hot yoga?
Yes, they're in the transition to actually start doing that in the place.
And is she an instructor?
She is the instructor.
So did she just start getting into yoga, and this has been, or has this been a dream for a long time?
I think it's been kind of both. She had been in yoga for quite some time and realized, it's a great stress reliever, and she actually taught a class to my wife and me over Christmas. And even I felt, I was like, man, this is great. And then she told me all the benefits, not just on stress relief, but the fact that you grow a couple of inches because it straightens out your spine.
Inches?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, wait a second. Okay, maybe not inches. Maybe an inch if you're lucky. But she was just talking about better posture, better feeling, and just a better
it's
way
not
to,
easy.
To de-stress.
It's difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's put it out there. She kind of wants to try to do either a Can Kevin yoga or Can the Rest of the Show.
Well, yoga. Jen can.
I know.
Jen yogas a few times a week.
Right.
She yogas. Well, I don't
She's
know.
She's always doing poses in the 7 o'clock hour. It drives me crazy.
Maybe she won't want to add this to her classes.
Okay.
It's a new kind of yoga, and this is a yoga I can get behind, except for the whole yoga part. Rage yoga.
What does that mean?
All right, it involves yoga poses while you yell, curse, and drink.
Wow. Yeah, because beer yoga's been a thing.
Yeah.
And people are really into goat yoga.
Yes.
But this one, you yell.
Because they, well, and they say on their website, it says, it's zen as. One of the instructors said, you know, even though swearing and cursing may feel like the opposite of traditional yoga, it has the same end goal, which is let go of that frustration, that rage, all in a healthy way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're releasing it, and there are only classes for it in Houston and Alberta, Canada right now. But I'm telling you, she would get some press off of rage yoga.
Well, that used to be a big thing in like the 70s, the primal scream, isn't that what that is?
Yeah.
Where you do all that, you scream, and it's therapeutic.
Oh, there's also that room where you can go in and break everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Where you take like a mallet and you start destroying things.
Yeah.
You know what else helps? Drum set.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I started playing drums.
Really?
Yeah. Really? As a stress
reliever? You have to have some skill there, though.
Beat the heck out of something and call it music. Yeah.
You don't have to.
No. What, have skill?
Yeah.
No, there's a lot of drummers, including me, who are not particularly skilled.
Yeah, you don't need to be skilled to screw up a room or scream doing yoga.
I was talking about drums.
No, I know, but I'm saying it's the same idea.
Yeah, you're just banging on stuff
and pulling it loud. That's what my nephew does, man.
He gets a hard day
at the office, he sits out of the drum kit.
Yeah, it works. It really does.
I need to find something.
You should play drums.
You should.
I've got some rage that's built up. Every day I try to be a softer Courtney, and every day it goes wrong within the first 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
So you get to what time of the morning?
I think by the time I get here, I'm still happy Courtney.
Uh-huh. And then...
But then, there's Courtney in the 9 o'clock.
But then I start reading stories about our world, and it angers me.
I get that. I totally get
that. And that's what happens every day. And then I have to remind myself. But then I'll read another story, and I get angry.
But there's some good stories, too. Some heartwarming stories.
There are. That's like, there's like two every morning. You know? You have to really dig deep for them. All right, here's Lance with another... Shape of You. Y98, it's Courtney and Kevin and Tim and Lance on another rainy day, Tuesday morning, couple days before Valentine's Day. Very excited about tomorrow. I'm meeting all the gals over at the B&B Wildwood for Galentine's Day.
Right, yeah.
As we see, isn't it romantic?
Are you saying that correctly, by the way?
What?
Isn't it Galentine's?
No.
Not Galentine's?
I don't think so.
With an M?
I've been watching a lot of Parks and Rec lately, and I don't believe so.
No, I'm just playing on how we usually make fun of people who say Valentine's.
I know.
It's tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, it's our screening.
Man.
Galentine's.
I'm curious to hear how the movie is.
I know.
It could be. I can go either way.
It's a funny premise.
Agreed.
All right, so
I find her very funny.
She's all right.
Okay.
But I am looking forward to hanging out with the chicks tomorrow.
The gals.
Valentine's Day.
Is that Al Hrabowski?
Yep.
Valentine's Day.
Oh, man. It's just too good.
It's not me. I have nothing to do with that. I'm an Al Hrabowski fan.
I am too.
Speaking of, I like Al.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
I was bothered by Al's bar that he put downtown.
Why were you bothered by that?
Because there was a two-way mirror that the men could see in their bathroom with women in line.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Fixing their... It wasn't in their bathroom, but women that were in line, there was
getting
a mirror.
Getting ready to go into the bathroom.
Getting ready to go in the bathroom. They were fixing their hair while they were waiting or putting makeup on.
And they didn't know.
The men could see them in the bathroom.
Oh.
I didn't like that.
I feel like a handful of places have that.
I don't like it.
Mm.
Let me know those places. I will not. I will not go there. Now it's a parking lot.
Wow.
It really is. Making a lot more money as a parking lot, I believe, you know?
Tough business.
Lower overhead.
Yeah. Let's talk about Valentine's Day, and let's talk about PDA.
Okay.
Public Displays of Affection. I'm going to ask you guys. They polled a bunch of people and asked them if these different PDA, Public Displays of Affection, things are acceptable. And I'll let you know if you're in the minority or majority. Holding hands.
Oh, yes.
Yes, totally acceptable.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
Can't get enough of it.
Right.
Why would that be not acceptable?
I don't know. You got to start somewhere.
Nick and I aren't hand holders, though, because he's got... he's a little balmy.
Well, he's holding on to his drink food. You know, his drink chips. Or...
his breadcrumbs.
Yes. Yeah, right.
Whatever it may be. Hugging.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
What's wrong with hugging?
Right.
Nothing.
I prefer a hug. I like to French kiss. Oh. All right. Kissing without tongues in public.
Yeah.
Like a peck. Like, yeah, something like that.
I'm fine with that, too. 68% of people are fine with that. Hugging, 90%. Holding hands, 92%. Who is, like, so bothered by holding hands? Kissing with tongues in public.
No. I mean, it depends on what public is. Are you at the grocery store? Or are you at a nightclub?
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't love it.
No, I in general, I'd pass.
Lance?
It does. I kind of agree with Tim. It does matter where you are, but generally, I'm going to say no.
So, okay at the grocery store, but not at the nightclub.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Okay.
That's it.
In the produce section, specifically.
And then finally... And somebody needs to explain to me what this even is. Heavy petting.
Ooh.
What does that mean?
That's a very old term.
It's a very, yeah.
I think they asked this, they put this questionnaire out there and people were like, no, I'm not fine with it because I don't know what it
right?
is.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's just heavy petting. It's caressing. It's groping at times.
Okay.
Heavy petting to me, the mental image of that is like 1950s. Backseat of the car kind of thing.
Okay. All right. So are you guys okay with heavy petting?
No. You know what I'm really not okay with?
Don't say it. Sitting on the same side of the table?
No.
Because that was my first date with Nick.
You told me that was off limits, so I'm glad you brought it up. No, I'm not really okay with that. But I'm also not okay with the a couple walking and then having each other's hand in the other's back pocket.
Oh, yeah.
You ever see that?
Yes, I've seen it.
That'll ruin my day.
You don't like it that much?
What? Are you defending it?
No, I think it's hard to keep that up for an extended period of time.
Oh, right. Logistically?
Yeah.
Depending on your heights.
Right.
Sometimes it's not hard. Maybe it's comfortable sometimes. I've never tried it. Not something I'm going to do.
What about locked, like you're getting ready to go off to see the wizard?
Not a fan.
What if somebody you dated?
Good handholding's great, though.
What if somebody you dated was a fan of that?
The lock?
Yes.
I feel like I've resisted a lock before.
Have you?
And I've been like, oh, no, let's just hold hands. Like, that's more intimate.
Yes, it definitely is.
Because a lock's it's a little weird.
It's a little weird.
Rough to see the wizard.
All right. Weather-wise, let's see.
I'm more offended by couples also wearing, like, matching outfits than I am French kissing in public.
I'm with you.
I've told you about the matching outfit before. Like, Nick and I, if we're going to golf and we make it to the course and he realized we both have, like, the same thing on, but obviously male version, female version, he's ready to pack it up and go home. He really is. He is really, he comes close to, like, I have to not tell him.
Yeah, that's really, I don't blame him.
Your weather brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store. Patchy areas of fog this morning, cloudy, windy today. Morning showers that possibly could switch over to a wintry mix before.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Not only are we celebrating Galentine's Day tomorrow, but we have a girls' getaway to New Orleans. That is the grand prize when you win tickets to see Backstreet Boys. And we have tickets every single hour this morning, 6, 7, 8, and 9. You just need to be caller 18 to the Bomberito box office. Not now. We will have a chance before 7.
We like to talk about medical phenomenons.
Oh, I keep dreaming of, like,
waking up and speaking a different language.
Yes.
Or people that all of a sudden have an accent.
Oh, I would love that too.
Blows my mind.
You would not love that.
I love the waking up and speaking a different language that I never learned more. But a sexy accent would be okay. I would wake up with a German accent.
Which, you know, what's the sexy accent you'd like?
I know you don't like an Australian accent, but I would say British or Australian.
We're really taking it to Rebel Wilson today, aren't we?
I like an Australian accent. I'm fine with it.
I think it's harsh. If you ever watch golf, the Australian commentators, it's bothersome.
There's different.
It's like different
kinds.
Parts yes. of the. Yeah. Right, it's like an American accent. Well, there are many different kinds.
Whoever the Golf Channel's hiring, they're going to an area that's harsh. Okay, so this guy, 12 years ago out of Denver, was diving into a friend's swimming pool.
Ooh.
And he hit his head. He misjudged how deep the pool was. He miscalculated. And he hit his head, and it damaged the back part of his head.
The cerebrum?
Yes.
I don't know if that's true.
Then he recovered from the accident, and then he was at a friend's house, and he walked over to what? And had a talent for something.
Piano.
Yes.
What?
He could suddenly, without ever playing the piano before, he started playing.
Well, what made him try, even?
The trauma to the head unlocked something inside his brain, and he acquired savant syndrome. And it's described in articles.
He's a piano savant.
As your tragedy turns you into a genius.
Wow.
He said that black and white squares appear in his mind when he's at the piano. I follow the blocks and they tell me what to do. I'm just telling you. He said, reading music is confusing to me. I tried to learn a couple times, but he says, despite not being able to read music, he's aware that he has a precious gift. And here's I have a tiny clip of him playing piano in news. A news station did it, so it's all them talking.
Okay. Does he play pieces that have already been published, or is he coming up with his own songs?
I don't have any of that information.
I just don't understand that. You have to understand how a piano works.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He says the music is in his mind, he sees it in his head, and his fingers do the rest.
Well, if he had had like a few lessons as a kid and something was up there that was at least the basics and then this expanded it, then fine. But I don't, like, to understand how to hit a key and stuff, that doesn't make any sense
but
to me.
If he's seeing the blocks, like he said, and just following along and playing the things he sees, you know, there are a few musicians, I can't think of particularly who, but I know there have been musicians who say, I see music as colors.
Yeah.
So, you know, people make that translation in their mind to music in very interesting ways.
And there are so many things we don't know about the brain with this and with waking up knowing a language you never learned, you wonder if your brain has the ability and you just have to, by learning, you unlock that part of your brain.
Maybe.
I would love if we had a listener that has some kind of medical phenomenon that could let us know about it. What?
Nothing.
Why are you smiling?
I just feel like this is so rare.
I mean, it is rare, but it's not a first.
Right.
I mean, you know, obviously it has a name.
Yeah.
So he's not the first to have this.
So weird.
But we talked about tasting colors.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, and all these different things that we've brought up before. If you have a weird,
I know,
some kind of gift, let us know. Text us at 531-9898.
Entertainment Shmig is coming up in just a little bit. People are still talking about Jennifer Aniston's birthday party. Why?
I was really hung up on it last night even.
Yeah. Courtney and I were texting back and forth. I'm like, it's okay. It's going to be okay. But why Brad Pitt decided to go to the party?
No, I've still got a lot of fire left in me.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Congrats to Sherry Mann of St. Louis.
Yeah!
She has tickets to the Backstreet Boys, and she's qualified for the getaway to New Orleans. Airfare, hotel, tickets to the New Orleans show, and a meet and greet backstage.
And Lance said that he believes the Backstreet Boys show in New Orleans is Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, I think it's Friday night of Labor Day weekend.
Get out. That's awesome.
Yeah, another chance. 7 o'clock hour to win.
All right. Entertainment Schmig is brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody.
We'll work on it. Work on it for the 840.
Okay. My dream is to wake up after hitting my head and be able to sing.
Sometimes following the highest highs, we have the lowest lows. Cardi B, first female solo artist to win Best Rap Album at the Grammys on Sunday night. And then following the Grammys, her daughter said mama for the first time. I mean, you get this big Grammy win, your daughter says mama, and then someone sends you flowers and you thank Tom Petty for sending them to you. He's been dead for 2 years.
Wait, what?
Here's what happened. Someone sent her flowers. This reminds me of Courtney's Maya Angelou quote.
It's not even similar.
Sort of.
No.
Someone sent her flowers, and on the card, they said, "You've got a big heart, so big it could crush this town." That's a line from a Tom Petty song, so they attributed it to Tom Petty. It was like underneath Tom Petty. So she thought Tom Petty sent her flowers.
Oh, my God.
She posted on Instagram. She said, "Thank you, Tom Petty, for the flowers. Bleeper love me, bro." And then someone must have told her that he died 2 years ago because she deleted the video.
Do you think she knew who Tom Petty was and just didn't realize he was gone?
I don't know.
I don't know, but it makes me like her.
Yeah.
Obviously, she didn't know that song.
And if you don't know Courtney's Maya Angelou incident, it was right when she died. And Courtney, it was when Twitter only allowed for 140 characters. And she put up her favorite quote from Maya, but didn't have enough room to attribute it to Maya Angelou. So it looked like Courtney either stole the quote or Courtney had these wise words.
Yes, yes, I'm very deep today.
So
I did call myself on it immediately.
Oh,
nobody saw it and said, but I'm like, that's funny.
The Grammy people say they didn't cut Drake off on purpose. He had a natural pause.
Yeah.
A lot of people are talking about this because he got up. He was giving his acceptance speech after winning a Grammy.
And he gave a great speech, too.
He did.
I loved it. It was really great.
He said, "You don't need a Grammy to be a winner." And then they cut him off. And so it was like at a weird time, people were saying the producers.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's not their fault.
They said it was a natural pause.
Yes. It looked like he was finished. It really did. And as they went to the wide shot and ran the package, Drake started talking again.
Yeah. So they said that They talked to him and said, "You can go back after commercials and finish." But he said he was happy with what he said. He didn't have anything to add.
It was a great speech.
Yes. Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt. People are still fascinated by the fact that he went to Jennifer Aniston's birthday party.
I'm not fascinated by that part.
What part are you fascinated by?
I'll tell you in a second. But people are most fascinated about Brad Pitt.
Yes. She put him on the list a few weeks ago. He was in town and he he showed up. He didn't stay for the whole party. He hung out with George Clooney and Orlando Bloom for a little while. Gave Jen a hug, wished her a happy birthday, hung out with some friends for a little bit, and left. That's that. They've remained friends and have spoken since they both became single, and they've always supported each other. When they each have a big project, they'll send each other a text saying congratulations or good luck.
As of when? Because they did not always support each other. There was a clean, sharp knife period where they did not get
yes,
along at all. So
there was.
We cannot pretend like this whole time they've supported each other and texted each other.
Yeah. We've said, though, that Angelina had a lot to do with that. Angelina, I don't think, wanted him talking to her.
Right. I'm just looking for a timeline on when they
started communicating again.
I'll get my researchers on it, and I'll get back to you. But Courtney was bothered going through the pictures. We talked about how Lisa Kudrow and Courtney Cox were there, former Friends co-stars, and then Courtney kept looking through the pictures, and she's like, where are the guys?
And they're never at any of her stuff.
Yeah, they haven't really remained close like the girls have.
Yeah.
And the guys don't hang out with each other either.
No.
No.
Well, so I said this. Here's my explanation, which has no research behind it. Matthew Perry's in rehab because he said he got kicked out one day last week. Matt LeBlanc might have been busy filming Man with a Plan. And
do you see all the stars that were there that weren't too busy? Bigger stars than Matt LeBlanc.
I know.
They weren't invited to her wedding either.
I know. And, you know, David Schwimmer, in a very Ross move, is married to someone who's like 24.
Oh.
Very Ross. So I could see Ross not showing up to Jennifer Aniston's 50th
birthday. It's bizarre to me, though, that they're not closer.
That is weird.
They seem like a real team.
They did.
Tight knit group.
They did.
I don't know why
they weren't.
We can't just be happy that Ross found someone he loves.
And America's Got Talent. Two new judges and a new host. And Courtney's not going to be happy with this either. Tyra Banks is leaving. She's no longer in the running to becoming the host. Yeah. Terry Crews will replace her. And then Gabrielle Union, new judge.
I like her.
And Julianne Hough.
I don't dislike Julianne Hough.
And who's leaving?
You're putting Derek Hough with Julianne Hough.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Do not have a problem with Julianne Hough.
Mel B and Heidi Klum are leaving.
Really?
And Simon Cowell still there, and unfortunately Howie still there.
I think Julianne Hough could be good for that show.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at, Lance?
The Howie disdain there.
Why do you hate Howie?
He was
terrible.
Oh, he's the worst interview you could ever do.
On phone or he came in?
Phone.
And I've heard him do other interviews too where it's like, Howie, trust us that we are professionals and we will give whatever you're promoting enough plugs. Like, every sentence out of his mouth leads him into plugging his...
Yeah, it was a terrible interview.
Mm.
You couldn't get any stories, no fun. It was just a... It was a disappointment.
Yeah, it's hard to explain. But, you know, I'll do it in the next Entertainment Schmig at 8:40. Y98 with Panic at the Disco, High Hopes on the Courtney and Company Morning Show. The Courtney and Company Honor Roll is accepting applicants now, presented by Healthcare Family Credit Union, dedicated to the healthcare industry for 50 years. You take care of us, let us take care of you. Here's what we're doing. If it's a nurse who's made a difference in your life, maybe a medical technician, a doctor, a physical therapist, any patient care provider, we want to hear about them. Tell us why they're so great in 98 words or less. You can do that at y98.com. And we're going to select the top 20 to make the honor roll. They get to brunch with us at Llewellyn's and Webster Groves at the end of May.
I know what I'm wearing.
Your brunch squad.
That's
sweatshirt.
Right.
So that's just even
that'd be
more
a first. I actually have that on while brunching.
I think that's the added incentive that's really going to drive people to Y98.com this morning to be able to see your brunch squad
right.
sweatshirt.
You know, I'll forget to wear it.
Details, of course, at Y98.com. And you have a while to submit your entry, but please do it today. The Courtney and Company Honor Roll presented by Healthcare Family Credit Union.
All right, since we're radio, what do you do when you're in radio? You talk about all the big events that are happening. So Valentine's Day, we'll be talking about it because every day there's a new survey out there about what do men want? What do women want? What was the worst gift you ever got for Valentine's Day besides nothing?
I'm curious. I did a little searching yesterday trying to figure out what to have my kids bring in for stuff for all their friends.
Oh, yeah. You have to make those boxes and stuff, don't you?
We don't have to make a box. They have bags that they're decorating. They keep it, like, low-key.
Okay, that's good.
At our kids' school, which is nice.
I've seen some works of art online.
Oh, my Lord. They spend more time on that than, I mean...
The boxes?
What is yeah.
Oh, yes. To put the cards in?
Oh, that you get.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Do you remember, you know, you're in a good spot right now because you have little nephews.
Yeah.
Maybe not the baby yet, but that's it's fun to buy little kids Valentine's Day gifts.
I need to get something for him?
Yes. Yes.
For Valentine's Day.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. Even if it's like a balloon, a heart-shaped balloon.
Quality time?
No, no. Oh.
Well, quality time's always good, but...
But come with a present.
Yeah. Okay. And, you know, You know, it's funny. I would like to see the most popular Valentine's Day cards for kids through the decades. Because, you know, there was one major, like, pop culture phenomenon that all the Valentine's Day cards were.
It's so funny you say that. Jackson is giving emojis. You know, those are his Valentines. And he's like, if you get the poop emoji, you're one of his better friends.
those are earmarked for close friends.
That's great.
No, Dad, that's not, you know, they don't warrant the poop.
Right. You gotta earn
hilarious.
It.
That's really funny. We did we printed out Valentine's Day cards for the kids because I
cheap. I'm just kidding. I don't care.
Because instead of giving candy, we're giving each kid a little squishy. Like one of those things that you
squeeze. Because of all the stress that they're going through at school now.
Yes. And it says, I squish you a happy Valentine's Day.
Aww. Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah.
Both kids are giving that out?
Yeah, both kids, because they're like obsessed with squishies.
All right. So this survey is about women and what they really want. Okay.
Squishies.
They want squishies. Although I did see a great stress ball that I've thought about ordering for everyone on the show and Nick. It's the coolest stress ball I've ever seen.
Okay,
oh, you showed us.
That one that you showed me when I went onto this website.
You said a lot of them busted.
No. But they were selling them on this website, this Oriental Trading website.
Oh, my gosh. It's the coolest. We'll put a picture of it on our Instagram page of what it looks like in just a few minutes. But what do you think the number one thing women want for Valentine's Day is? And it's not necessarily tangible.
Trip to the spa.
You know, it's very simple.
Is it
nice dinner?
Dinner. Nice dinner. Yeah. And number two, relations.
Women?
Yes. Yeah.
What about a trip to the spa?
Live from downtown, this is your home.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Jen, Kevin, Tim, Lance, and still lots more chances for you to qualify for that flyaway to New Orleans for your girls' getaway to see the Backstreet Boys. You win tickets to their show here in September, but then everyone that wins those tickets is going to be, one person's going to be drawn, and they get to fly out and meet the Backstreet Boys at their concert in New Orleans. All right, so we were talking about Valentine's Day and what women most want. Dinner is number one. Relations is number two. A new move is number three.
A new move, like to a different...
Like a jump shot?
Yes, just like that.
Oh, I was thinking like new subdivision.
A new move in the room with the bed.
What's that called again?
I don't remember.
So like I said, a jump shot.
Yes. And then women think Valentine's Day is overrated. Some women would rather do something unconventional than do the typical Valentine's Day basic date.
Right. Like go to the axe throwing place or something.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask, I thought we could get some text from you about, and this gives ideas to guys looking for something unique. The weird thing that you want for Valentine's Day, or the weird thing you've asked for in the past that you got for Valentine's Day. Maybe it doesn't say, you know, chocolate and balloons and that kind of thing, but right. you wanted it, and it says love to you. Okay. Be cleaning the house. So text us 531-9898 your weird Valentine's Day request.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
That's my fault. I pointed at you.
I know. And I didn't have anything to say, so I went,
I'm sure it would have been great.
Let's see what Jen would have said.
Yeah.
Jen, take it.
Yeah.
Nope. I'm not your monkey.
I went to the dentist yesterday, and you guys know the story. It had been a while since I
spent a lot of time there.
Yes. And then I went to St. Louis County Dental, and it turns out that I needed filling. So we've kind of spread them out. But yesterday, I got several. Like, and we've done them in different parts.
You're really overachieving on two things since you've joined us. Speeding tickets.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
And fillings.
I know. I agree.
How many did you have to get yesterday?
I don't know, because when he was in there, he was like, I'm just going to do this one too. So it was, I mean, at least... five, I think.
Whoa! How long were you there?
A while. Actually, much shorter than I would have thought, because it really wasn't that long. Because I, like, cleared my schedule for the day, and I think I was out of there by, like, I don't know. I was only
you
there
do
for,
realize today's Friday.
I was only,
what?
I was only there for a few hours.
The mouth being numb, for how long was
so
it numb after?
Three different quadrants. Oh, so yeah. Upper right, and then both.
So they had to numb all those areas.
Both lower, which is way different than just like part of your mouth.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it is uncomfortable and strange, and you know, it stays numb. So they knock it out. They do a great job. And then I'm, you know, over in Kirkwood, so I'm like, I'm going to drop by, see my sister and the boys, Kirkwood. And it's funny because I went and saw my nephew, who's almost two, and we talked exactly the same. So we were trying to communicate.
Did you anybody video you two?
No, I thought about you getting it out so we could play it, but I was my sister kept trying to, and I'm like, no, because it was ridiculous. But we just like we were trying to play Nintendo together, and it was like, I don't want to do the impression, it'll sound terrible. So we had that comment, which he really enjoyed me not being able to move my mouth. But as I'm going over there, and they live in Glendale in Jen's neck of the woods, and I got caught behind a school bus.
Uh-oh.
That, I don't know, Glendale, Kirkwood School District, whatever it is. And the school bus stops, right? And you wait and patiently, and the kids get off the bus. And then it drives like a block and a half.
Oh, how no.
And stops. Run it down Sappington.
These Glendale kids can't walk an extra block and a half that this thing has to stop that often?
Oh, yeah, it does. It stops all the way down the street. There were times where I would go from my daughter's preschool up to the elementary school, and it's about a mile. And if I started next to the school bus, I could pass the school bus because it stopped so many times. I mean, it would drive 30 miles an hour up the street, but then it would stop so many times that
well,
I could make it there.
You can't pass it, can you?
No.
When I'm walking.
Oh, when you're walking.
When I'm like jogging from one school to the other.
I would like to have been walking. I did not pass it at all, but I'm just saying, within a mile, a school bus should stop maybe twice. These kids can walk a little further.
Wow. Well, how old were
don't
they?
Don't you? Am I wrong?
No, I think it's fine, but how old were they? It's about safety, Tim.
I don't know how old kids are. School bus age?
A big range.
No, I mean, think
13?
About
13. No, older. Well, I don't know.
13.
Some of them were wearing. I don't know. Well, how old
I think
are
they
you?
Were in middle school. Middle school.
I think they were in eighth grade.
Okay.
Yes. If
so they can walk a little. They can walk a few more blocks.
Wow.
I
you
agree
heard
with
it from Tim.
I agree with you.
Tim
I couldn't believe
how far
it.
Did you walk back in the day?
When I, not very far.
When you went to private school and your parents drove you to the school?
Yeah, but sometimes you had to, when I was a freshman, you had to wait in that line. I mean, it was a lot.
Yeah.
But we weren't holding up traffic. I'm just saying, I couldn't believe it. I stopped, and then this thing went just a little bit further and let off 20 more kids. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me that they can't all get out there. You think people are gonna be upset by this?
No, I don't care. No, who cares on my if side. They are?
Again, that was Radio's Tim Condi. The weather brought to you by Ashley Furniture.
The artist
Home
formerly
Store.
Known as Radio.
For the world we're gonna make. Craigslist missed connection.
Hey Lance.
Talk to me.
To get you in the mood.
Yeah.
We asked for your odd Valentine's Day gifts you want.
Mm-hmm.
You texted us at 531-9898. Kevin, give us one. one odd Valentine's Day gift that somebody would like?
The shooting range.
They want the they want to own a shooting range?
No, they want to go to a shooting range.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get to more of your odd things you want for Valentine's Day, but first, let's hear about some love.
Let's do it.
Or really not love. It's sometimes it's gross.
Staying in town this week.
Hi.
I'm an attractive middle-aged guy looking for fun while in town. I work out regularly, lift 5 times per week, and run 3 to 5 times per week when the weather's nice. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for the same.
Courtney's already out.
Well, that's all he's into.
Yeah.
Well, is it? Because he's looking for the same, just not a dude.
Yeah, that's all he's into.
Miss connections.
You think he could find somebody at the gym if he works out that much?
Yeah,
the
same
but he's on the road.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Courtney, he's on the road.
Sorry.
Out of your comfort zone. You know, missed connections can happen anywhere. Even at one of my favorite places to go, the dollar store.
Mm. Oh, I was there yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Really?
You might be.
Maybe this is about Jen.
Yeah, you might be the dollar store doll. Basically, I need to apologize. I pretty much got busted checking you out. Your friend called you from outside the store after she saw me staring.
What? Are you safe?
I'll own it. It's actually kind of funny that I got busted so easily. I hope you're flattered. And I hope you want me to do more than just stare at you next time.
Oh. You're super psycho-y.
Wow.
That Joe from You?
Yeah, right. Hey, Sarah's interested all of a sudden. Yeah. What dollar store was that? What exact location? Kevin's wife is all into it. She thought Joe was...
No GPS.
Joe was a catch.
Missed connections.
From the Hall of Fame, the perfect girl. We go to the same trucking school. You're a real man's woman with perfect gray eyes and freckles that accent your bright, playful smile. I have no chance for a lady like you, since I'm losing my hair a bit and wear thin-framed German-styled glasses. Oh. I don't know what that means.
You need something you can change.
You need a man. Yeah. You need a man of action, and not a man who sits behind a desk. So I just want you to be careful and try not to fall off the crane boom when you're cutting trees.
Oh, he cares about her safety. Yeah, I like that.
The glasses thing seemed like a humble brag. Yeah. I don't have a chance with these super cool, expensive glasses I wear.
Missed connections.
Oh, where's Jake? Does anyone know what happened to a guy named Jake? I'm curious about his whereabouts. He used to be in his late 20s.
Well, how long ago?
And he wore a kilt on Halloween about 25 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
That's all the good information.
Luck. That's it. Good luck finding that guy. Jake in the kilt.
No, Jake.
You're listening to Courtney and Company.
And I'll write your name.
Food Stuffs!
Food Stuffs with me, Tim Convey. Just regular old-fashioned Tim
Convey. Off.
Just a Midwestern kid with a lot of heart and a lot of
the
dreams.
Old version.
It's me, Tim Convey.
No. Feel
I'm
bad
here
for this guy.
With Food Stuffs.
Where's Radio's Tim Convey?
I don't know. That was a lifetime ago. It's sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. You got a location in the Del Mar Loop. You got a location down in Southampton. And it's a great place for a Valentine's dinner. We're also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney and Co. Y98. You should follow us. Broke this news a while ago about McDonald's coming out with these donut sticks or donut fries, you might call them.
Oh, yeah. That sounds amazing.
But we didn't know when they were coming. We didn't know what the deal is. Got some details for you now. February 20th, they hit, guys.
Let me put it in my calendar.
It's right around the corner. Yeah, take your time, mark your calendar. McDonald's donut fries available February 20th. Couple things that I need you to know. Number one, limited time.
Okay, what about
we
time
don't know
of day?
How long they're going to last. I'm glad you asked. Just breakfast.
Oh, because they have that all-day breakfast menu.
Some of their breakfast items go all day, like McGriddles. I'm a fan for sure. This one is just going to be in the breakfast hours because I guess when they started doing breakfast all day, it hurt their breakfast sales.
Oh yeah, my, well, I yeah. It. I love it.
Because you used to race there to make it there by 10:30.
Yep. It's been hurting, so they're hoping that this picks things up. So again, the headlines here, McDonald's Donut Fries coming February 20th, limited time, and only in the morning.
That's my parents' anniversary. So Peg and Paul.
They're very blessed.
Celebrate.
They can go
celebrate with Donut Fries.
All right, I saved it in my phone so we can make sure we...
Other new product alert. How about this? For the first time in more than a decade, Coca-Cola is adding an all-new flavor to the brand's lineup in the U.S. Orange Vanilla Coke.
Ooh, will it taste like a dreamsicle?
Ooh. I don't know. I've never drank a dreamsicle, but I love a dreamsicle.
I can't imagine it will because it's still a cola. It's still primarily Coca-Cola, but it's got that little bit of flavor. For me, it's classic or cherry. I don't like getting too clever with my
flavors. I'm classic. I'm
classic all the way, but if cherry
sometimes.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Mix it up.
Mm. I'm more of a regular Coke.
Also, you can only, if you want it fountain, you can only get it at Wendy's.
Oh, that's interesting. What about the movie theaters? Because they offer all those different ones. They have the machine where you can do like 12 different flavors all at once.
You can try to make it yourself with some orange and some vanilla, but you're not going to get the balance that they use. Whereas at Wendy's, you can just be like, I choose this one and go for it.
All right, so when is this out?
Yeah.
February 20th.
Food stuff.
February 25th.
Okay. Mm. Lots of exciting things to look forward to.
It's a big month.
I don't know if I can handle it.
February 25th, so I know what I'm getting.
And the good news is, you know, when I think of Orange-sickle, Dream-sickle, I think of the Dairy Haven over in Caseyville. March 1st, they open back up. You know, they shut down for the winter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can get a twist, vanilla and orange sherbet twist, and it's the best thing going.
Speaking of that, you know how Ted Drew's just closed?
No.
Well, we were talking about it because the one day in the beginning of January when there was a snow day, they had a sign that said Ted Drew's open for business. And it was the last day before they shut down for the season. They open like in a week or two.
Well, that's just for their vacation.
They have like a 6-week shutdown period.
I've still not had or been to Ted Drew's for like a real Ted Drew's concrete.
It's on our road trip list.
I've had the kind that they sell in the store before.
Yeah.
But I've never had a
concrete.
You know, it's not my neighborhood ice cream shop.
That's fine, but
we took Courtney to Crown Candy a year ago she could try a BLT. She had never been to Crown Candy before. I think we need a food bus where people can go with us and taste all of the things at all of the places.
All right, I'll make some calls. we teased it earlier. Here it is. They did a survey of the most popular places to eat when you're hungover. Do you guys want to take a guess? I will tell you right now. We don't have it here, but number 5 is In-N-Out Burger.
I will say I always want like a breakfast at noon because you're hungover, so you're not getting up early. So I'm going to say like a IHOP or a Denny's.
Boom! IHOP is number 2, Denny's is number 4.
Yeah, sometimes that.
Yeah.
That's just, and you can get a little of both. You can get a little of the grease.
Mm-hmm.
You want bacon, but you could also get their pancakes or French toast.
Number 1, also a breakfast.
Oh, is it Waffle House?
It sure is, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Waffle House. What about McDonald's? I feel like their fries are good for a...
McDonald's not on the list.
Sometimes a breakfast sandwich hits the spot.
Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich?
Nope.
I'll tell you what McDonald's ruined for hangovers. Taking off the orange drink from their menu.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm.
It was the best
hangover drink.
Yes, ever.
They made a mistake. There are burger fast food places on here.
Burger King?
No.
Wendy's?
Yes. Wendy's is number 7.
Okay.
Jack in the Box?
Yep. Number 10.
Five Guys? Steak and Shake?
Yep. Five Guys is 6. No Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake was my go-to back in the day.
Hardee's at 9. There's...
Hardee's, yeah.
A few more I think you guys can get.
Oh, okay. Taco Bell, of course.
Taco Bell, yeah. That is number 3.
Oh, I don't know that you want to be adding spice to the hangover.
You're missing one. So just to Jack in the Box at 10, Hardee's at 9, Wendy's at 7, Five Guys at 6, In-N-Out at 5, Denny's, Taco Bell, IHOP, and Waffle House. What are you missing? It's number 8. It's very Midwestern.
White Castle.
White Castle!
Yeah, way to go
is
for
number
the win.
I feel good about myself.
For the win.
Those are the most popular places to eat when you're hungover, and this has been Foodstuffs.
Yeah, Lance. I was thinking Lance would come in with the win on that.
You know, I was still kind of derailed by the fact that I've said it before, I've said it again. In-N-Out Burger, don't get it.
I haven't had it. So
it's okay.
I haven't been to Shake Shack either.
Oh,
I was waiting for the lines to die down.
I haven't been to the St. Louis one either.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't?
Oh, I've been in New York and L.A. Go ahead, name drop it. But no, I've not been here.
Listen, I've been to In-N-Out Burger in California. It's like you have to do it when you're there, and it's fine. But but Shake Shack, so worth it. It's ridiculous.
We gotta go. We have a few things on our list.
Yeah.
If Courtney would ever hang out with me, we'd knock out all these lunch places.
Snow. The wintry mix has begun, but first,
congratulations to Megan Fritz of Waterloo. Yeah. Megan is celebrating a birthday. Let's see, this weekend, maybe the beginning of next week. So it's a perfect birthday gift for her. She's very excited because she has a pair of tickets to see Backstreet Boys when they come to St. Louis in September. But more importantly, she's qualified for that girls' getaway to New Orleans to see Backstreet Boys in concert, hotel, airfare, and a pair of meet-and-greet passes. All brought to you by Ambassador Floor Company. Experience more at Ambassador Floor. All right, earlier on the show, we were talking about Valentine's Day gifts, and I asked for you to let us know the odd, strange gifts that you really want that aren't the typical chocolates, dinner, that kind of thing. And you've texted us like crazy at 531-9898. Kevin, hit us with some.
As I said, a lot of weaponry. this person got...
When did you say that?
I said that off the mic.
To himself.
You know, from a night at the gun range to a person got a gun, a holster, and a red rose. Somebody wants
a holster.
Crazy L strikes again.
I would like an L for Valentine's. A bacon bouquet.
Valentine's.
Valentine's.
They want a bacon bouquet?
Yes.
Okay.
Pots and pans.
That's okay.
Said it was the best gift ever. A cooking class for the husband and the wife together.
That's really fun. We did that before.
Has Lance, have you done the cooking class or did?
I went to a knife skills class. Oh yeah, and like a cooking related knife skills class, not like hey dark alley.
No, that's awesome because I am not my knife work could use some help.
I'm envious of all the people on Food Network that are like.
I have no interest in going fast because I like my fingers. I'll take my time.
And then we got several places where they like to enjoy Valentine's with the kids. Chuck E. Cheese. They went 1 year.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Is it Chuck E. Cheese?
Yes. Oh my gosh, we've had this conversation before.
I thought it was Chuck E. Cheese.
It's Chuck E. Cheese.
It has an apostrophe S on it. Chuck E. Cheese.
Well, Jesus, Kevin.
Well, remember we learned about it? We're like, what? How did I not know about Chuck this for
Cheeses.
So long?
Chuck E. Cheese's, Dave and Buster's, Sky Zone.
Those are fun things.
But this is something I don't know how you give. This person wants eyebrows.
There's a way to give those.
Live from downtown, this is your home for today. I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show. We'll get to people as dumb in just a minute, but food stuff's a little bit earlier.
Because they is.
they is
real dumb.
Tim was talking in food stuffs about the best fast food places for a hangover. And In-N-Out Burger was on there, you know, not in St. Louis, but Lance and I have been there in California. Yeah. And I was like, it's fine. But our boss, who just moved here from Las Vegas, has a lot of information, has a lot to say about the In-N-Out Burger.
Big fan?
He said, it's the sauce. Instead of ketchup and mustard, they use a Thousand Island sauce with onion pickles, or with onion, pickles, lettuce, and tomato are optional.
Mm-hmm.
Animal style is grilled onions versus raw onions. They also make it protein style where they replace the bun with two slices of lettuce and no carbs.
I might like the grilled onion version, but it just, you know, I guess it's what you're used to. It doesn't bowl me
over. Sounds like High Point a little bit. High Point kind of has that sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
And we got a couple texts in, too, about how you should order off the secret menu at In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah, but how would you know?
I don't know.
First time.
Yeah, but that's apparently that's the really good stuff.
I agree with Kat on this.
He said the drive-thru is always like so packed. It's the only thing you can compare it to here is Chick-fil-A, but they did In-N-Out Burgers for his son's graduation party because the kids loved it so much.
Well, thank you, Kat, for all your information.
Anything else you want to share?
All right, let's talk about dumb people. Every day, there's multiple stories. Today, we have three for you. Some are headlines, some I'll get more in-depth into. There's a guy in Pennsylvania, and he got a ticket for public drunkenness. Just spend the whole night. After he showed up drunk to a skate with a cop event.
You knew going in.
He was drunk, Jen. All right. I'm going to do that last. This guy was arrested the other day. He's 41 years old in Virginia. And last Wednesday, he decided, I'm going to watch some porn. Only, he didn't decide to watch it in the comfort of his own home. No. He projected the movie onto his garage door so the entire neighborhood could see. Sounds like the French Village that we talked about.
The drive-thru that used to show X-rated films and you could see them driving by on the highway.
Yeah, on 157. You'd be like, what is that? And then your parents tell you to look away. There's no looking away.
Oh, no. You can't unsee that.
All right. And finally, the dumbest person of the week. A groom named Matthew, 31 years old, in Pennsylvania. And I'm going to tell you all the ridiculous things he did at his wedding reception.
Okay.
First, he hit on an underage waitress.
Oh, awesome. I read about this one.
That's two points. Hitting on someone at your wedding and them being underage.
Well, then, that wasn't enough. When she gave him the, you know, cold shoulder, he followed her into the women's restroom. Then he tried to grope her, and then he showed her some stuff. I think you know what I'm talking about.
The corsage.
Yes. The garter. Then he tried to pay her $100.
Oh, good prostitution. That's great.
Then he got into a brawl with it was at a country club, too, with the country club staff when they wouldn't let him take booze outside. Then when the cops showed up, he fought with the cops. So he was arrested. Indecent assault, indecent exposure, imprisonment of a minor, harassment, simple assault, disorderly conduct, resisting arrest.
And do you feel bad for the woman he's marrying, or are you like, she knew? Like, if he's that big of an idiot.
It's hard not to feel bad for her.
I don't. She knew.
You think the signs were there?
This guy did 20 things the night he got married. There weren't any red flags before this.
I agree with you.
You know, he was the guy as soon as he walked into the reception that took that shirt and jacket off and had his undershirt on.
T-shirt?
Yes.
Oh.
Tie around his head, probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. Don't do it.
People, they dumb.
Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store. We talked about how we could see a wintry mix later on today. It here.
Anybody's new to the show, we don't really speak like
this. But we do. I almost corrected you during that story, too, when you said that she gave him the cold shoulder. And I was like, wait, what?
Mm-hmm. Cold shoulder.
Shoulder. Drop the L.
That's right.
But yeah. Wintry mix that could end by midday today. A high of 40. Warmer tomorrow into the 50s. Oh, right now.
Mumford and Sons on Y98 in the Courtney and Company Morning Show. We still have two more chances for you to win tickets to the Backstreet Boys when they come to St. Louis, and you qualify for the Girls' Getaway to New Orleans, all brought to you by Ambassador Floor Company.
Remember how Michael Vartan gave us all hope? You know, he was on Alias with Jennifer Garner.
He met somebody at Whole Foods?
He did. He was very handsome, and he met his wife while shopping at Whole Foods, and I was like, okay, so there's hope. I can marry Michael Vartan.
You were married at the time. I know. Do you know that, Ryan?
Ryan understands. Michael Vartan is so handsome. And when we interviewed him, he spoke to us in French, and I just about melted.
He was pretty delightful.
Oh, man.
That's great, guys. So let's get to it. What are we talking about?
Grocery store and love.
Did you know a third of people have gone out on a date with someone they met at the grocery store?
No.
Wow.
Have you ever dated someone that you met at the grocery store?
No.
Have you ever eyed somebody at the grocery store, like, spotted?
Like seen and attracted?
Yeah, and been like, yes. Man, I wonder. And flirted? Did you try to talk to them?
No. It's not really my
your guard is
most comfortable place.
Yeah, 46% of people have
flirted
with someone.
You're afraid they're going to judge your food?
No, seems like a strange. I totally get how people meet people there, and certainly you see a lot of attractive people there, but that would be tough for me to engage.
Okay.
So they have the top places where people have met in the grocery store, like the best places to
chat about something. I would think when you need help with something.
No. Not really.
Because you would go to somebody that works there.
They say the checkout line is number 3. Probably because you're standing there for a while. You have some time.
Mm. Oh, the checkout line. Like, do you prefer paper, plastic, or my bed?
Whoa. All right. Very forward,
just
Kevin.
Hold on to your lines, Kevin.
He was excited.
He could not wait.
Yeah.
The produce section is number 2.
Oh, the produce section.
No, just wait.
And number 1, Courtney, you should know this.
At the liquor store.
Yes. The beer, wine, and liquor aisle.
Oh, yeah. Because if I were like buying something for a gift and somebody seemed to, you know, wine, I always go by what the name is if they're funny.
I like a cute label.
Yes, I do too. Because I don't know anything about wine.
Mm.
So we tasked Kevin and Tim with flirty lines in different parts of the grocery store. Kevin?
You mentioned the produce department.
What is that, your sexy voice? Hey, Lance, why don't you say what he just said?
I know what you said about produce, but, hey.
Were you looking for the produce aisle? Is Lance supposed to repeat
it? Yeah, Lance is supposed to repeat it.
I'm sorry, my stenography skills are not great.
All right. Were you looking for the produce aisle?
No.
Because I...
That's the thing. Don't start with a question because it's easy to say no.
Well, I was looking for the reproduce aisle.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Wow.
Run away.
Your pickup lines cut right to the... Like, you miss all the...
I love it.
That's
really good.
Let's not date. Let's just have babies.
Hey. All right, Tim, what do you got?
I can't beat that.
Yes, you can.
No, I really can't.
Really, sure you can't beat me. Reproduce aisle?
That's hysterical.
It's really great.
No, I can't even close. These are all
just
lame.
Give us one.
If you were a fruit, you'd be pineapple.
All right, Kevin, do you have any more?
Boy.
Would you like a free sample?
No.
Still doesn't get that he shouldn't ask a question.
Back in his day, it was all about the question pickup line.
Okay, would you like a free sample? What?
Me.
That could have gone way worse. There are a couple different things I had in my head. Okay, Tim.
All right, more produce. Honeydew, you know how fine you look right now?
No.
I noticed your rack of lamb.
All right, what do you got coming up in Schmig, Jen?
Oh, I don't know.
You guys can throw these out anytime throughout the rest of the show. Feel free.
Do you know what Ariana Grande looks like without a ponytail?
Yes.
If you were best.
We'll talk about it.
It'll be alright. It'll be alright. It'll be alright. It'll
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's all brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody.
Just announced this morning another concert coming to Enterprise Center in November. Chainsmokers and 5 Seconds of Summer. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. But, you know, we give you the hookup. Genie will have those tickets for you to win sometime between 10 this morning and 2 this afternoon. Ariana Grande. Okay, two stories, which you can see online at Y98.com. These are both kind of visual. Apparently, when she was a kid, she was hit not once, but twice at hockey games with a hockey puck. Hit really? In the head. Yes.
In the head?
One of them was in the head, right, Kevin?
I think so. I know that she was hit at the Florida Panthers games.
And then she got to ride the Zamboni.
NHL games?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
right.
Twice. And she was in the paper.
Yeah. So they show a picture of her, and she's cute. She's a little chunk with some curly hair. And she posted it on Twitter. It said, started from the bottom, now we here. But then, from that, people were surprised that she had curly hair. And she said, you know, I was 5 then, I'm 25 now, everything's this, my hair is pretty much the same. And then she posted a video of her sans ponytail. Aren't you curious? She has hair that comes, that falls right above her shoulder, and it's very curly. She also says, this is me without my ponytail and without my eyelashes. But she puts one of those, she put like a dog face on her. So you can't see what her what she looks like without eyelashes. And, you know, everything's kind of like...
muted?
Yes, very soft. But you can see both the picture of her when she's a kid and the video of her without her ponytail online at Y98.com. A bunch of artists got a Grammy bump, a 480% increase on songs that were performed during the Grammys. And the ones that had the biggest spikes... Her song Hard Place, Kacey Musgraves' Rainbow, and Brandi Carlile's The Joke.
Yeah.
Speaking of Kacey Musgraves, this is pretty crazy. She's the first female solo artist to win Best Country Album twice, and she actually won the exact same 4 Grammys that Taylor Swift did in 2010.
Wow.
Whoa.
Back in 2010, Taylor won Album of the Year and Best Country Album for Fearless, and White Horse won Best Country Song and Best Female Country Vocal Performance, which is now called Best Country Solo Performance. Kacey won all the same. And her album, same trailer, different park, won Best Country Album back in 2016. So she's only the first woman to win that award twice.
Wow.
I know.
Big deal.
Big thanks for Kacey, for sure. And her Golden Hour album. It's great. Okay, let's talk about TV shows and some exciting stuff coming up. Season 3 of The Handmaid's Tale, we now have a date. It drops in June. And unlike shows on Netflix, because this is on Hulu, they release 1 or 2 episodes every week. So you can't...
So you can't really binge it. So
it's tough
kind of
to binge.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah,
yeah, it is good.
Doesn't
you get
feel
to savor
overwhelming.
It.
Right.
And let me just tell you, if you've ever tried to binge watch Handmaid's Tale, like if you go and watch seasons 1 and 2, you can't watch too many back to back.
Gotta break it up.
It's a little, spoiler alert, little bit of a downer. Comedy Central is bringing back Crank Yankers.
Oh, really?
Yes. And they're also giving a show to David Spade that's going to...
I love.
The smartest idea and why someone hasn't done it before.
Right.
He is the funniest guy.
He's going to do some nightly show that airs right after The Daily Show.
Love it.
I do too. I'll be recording it.
He did a Hollywood Minute on Comedy Central years and years ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Man, he is funny.
I know, he's great.
I can see him being interviewed every day.
Yeah,
that's how much I enjoy him.
I agree.
And by the way, for all of you who love Game of Thrones, spoiler alert. The producers have confirmed... I'm going to mispronounce
hang on,
all
hang
this
on,
stuff.
Hang on. Are you going to spoil something from the upcoming season?
It doesn't sound like
is it
that.
A real spoiler? I never know with you. Sometimes you're like, spoiler alert.
We don't know.
This actor's in the show. And sometimes
spoiler
you're
alert,
like,
everyone dies. No, producers have said that King Tommen's...
Yeah?
King Tommen's cat, Sir Pounce.
Sir Pounce!
Sir Pounce is dead.
Is that a big spoiler to you guys? Or no. Do you not even know who that is?
I didn't remember he had a cat.
And TV Tonight, ninth season premiere of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, yeah. You know, Denise Richards added to the cast.
Oh, yeah.
And she has jacked up her face.
Really?
Oh, she's so, beautiful. I don't get it. I'm glad I don't live in Hollywood.
Yeah,
I think it would be tough.
Yeah. Yeah, you might be like John Mayer, where you went to the Grammys, and then you didn't like the way you looked on stage during the Grammys, so then, before going to the after parties, you got a haircut.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, that's what he did.
That's pretty funny.
He's something. And we talked about Ariana Grande at the beginning. Her ex, Pete Davidson, had the tattoo on the back of his neck that he got to honor her, changed to say cursed now, and he also got a new... tattoo. It's the owl from the Tootsie Pop commercial.
And it's good.
It's very good.
A one. A two.
A three. Yeah.
Y98 with Maroon 5. Maroon 5 fun fact. Their song Girls Like You has now been in the Billboard top 10 for as long as Ed Sheeran's Shape of You was in the top 10. That's it.
I thought it was supposed to be fun.
Thought it was supposed to be. Thought I was going to get more of a response than that.
I did hear something off the air that I enjoyed thoroughly, though. I'm sitting here trying to, you know, get the winner for our Backstreet Boys tickets here in St. Louis. Congratulations, Nancy Hogan of Baldwin. She won the tickets, and now she is qualified for the grand prize trip, the Girls Getaway to New Orleans, to see them there, and hotel, airfare, and she gets to meet the band. Thank you again to Ambassador Floor Company. Experience more at Ambassador Floor. Another chance next hour. So I'm getting the winners. I'm getting all your caller 15, your caller 16. And all I hear is this in the background. Ooh, measuring spoons. I mean, there was so much glee.
Measuring, new measuring spoons.
A gift came in from the Fox Theater. Thank you.
When I get excited, I get excited.
It was Jen, not me.
It's for Waitress, which I'm super excited about. Waitress coming to the Fabulous Fox. Sarah Bareilles did the whole soundtrack or the whole score to Waitress. It's March 26th through April 7th. So they brought these little mini pies in tiny mason jars that are really cute, but I can't eat. So then I was looking through all the other things. They have cute stuff that they're going to sell at the show. And they have heart-shaped measuring spoons. And I was actually going to buy myself new measuring spoons this week. Listen.
You still have to because those are mine.
This is what my life has come to. Getting excited about measuring spoons.
It's okay.
Spoons.
Mm-hmm.
And getting excited about celebrity birthdays, because today we have some good ones. There's also an interesting back in the day. Okay, if you were a fan of the show Cheers in the 80s, this is going to blow your mind. Because back on this day, 34 years ago in 1985, Nicholas Colasanto, he played Coach on Cheers.
Ernie Fantuso.
He died on this day. Now, Coach on Cheers was old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He couldn't hear. He'd answer the phone and say, hey, is there an Ernie Fantuso here? No, that's you, Coach.
He was only 61.
Isn't that out of control?
Like, 61 in the 80s looks different than 61
it's
now.
It's crazy.
Well, Ted Danson is quite a bit older now than Coach was then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
Well,
a little perspective, guys. That's what I offer on the show.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, remember when Woody Harrelson started, he replaced Coach, and everyone's like, oh, I don't know about this new guy.
Yeah.
And he went on to, I mean...
a fine career.
Yeah, really. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's get to celebrity birthdays. Happy birthday to Arsenio Hall.
Ooh, that's a tough one because he looks young, but he's been around.
61.
He is going to be starring in the Coming to America sequel.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
I don't think he's there yet. 57.
I'll go 60.
63.
63, Courtney.
Wow. Good job. Wow.
You guys have been having a great week on celebrity birthdays.
Thank you, Jen.
She was a staple of our book reading growing up.
Judy Blume.
Yes. Super Fudge. Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing. Love Are You Judy There, Blume. God? It's Me, Margaret. Which I'm still mad at the Eggert Road Elementary Library for not. The librarian wouldn't let me check it out because of its adult themes.
Well, what? It was not adult. Are You There, God? Was about...
I was in third grade.
Well, I know.
They wouldn't let me check it out. In fifth grade.
I know. They wouldn't let... They refused to let me read
now,
the book.
Now, Forever, I get.
Oh, yeah.
Forever was her dirty, mm-hmm. her dirty book. Yep.
I tried to check it out every year, and I was like, why do you even have this in the library?
Man, I have no idea how old Judy Blume is.
No frame of reference.
Blume is.
80.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good guess. What I was going to say.
84.
82.
79.
81.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Those are some good guesses for I have really no idea.
Yeah.
How old is... Man, he's... He started back with Nick Sansone in The Goonies back in the day.
18-minute mark.
He's been in Avengers Infinity Wars and Deadpool 2. Josh Brolin celebrates a birthday
he's got
today.
The largest head, I think, in Hollywood.
Brolin.
How old's Brolin?
Brolin's not that old.
No.
I think Brolin's 50.
52.
That's what I was going to say.
51.
51.
Yes.
And... Let's end with a St. Louisan who really has been mentioned a lot on the show in the last couple of days.
Is it Kevin Klein?
No, it's not. On. Oh, please, I wouldn't save him for last. But
he's a hero.
But we've talked a lot about the song he guested on, Yamo Be There.
Michael McDonald.
Michael McDonald.
If I remember correctly, McClure High School graduate, I think.
Sounds right.
Ferguson resident once upon a time.
74.
68.
76.
This is a game where you have to guess ages. You guessed and then there's this long pause.
71.
Wow, he's angry with all of you.
He's young.
He is 67.
I said 68. I think Michael McDonald and I get along just fine.
That's Celebrity Birthdays. Happy birthday if you're celebrating today, and a belated happy birthday to Sue Thomas, who fills in for Lance. She celebrated a birthday yesterday.
Oh.
I know. We all dropped the ball.
Somebody bring her a pie.
41 from downtown.
Y98 and the Courtney and Company morning show at 9:09. When I have a friend who tells me that they're sick or something pretty serious has happened to someone in their family, after I'm done cursing, because I don't know, cursing is just like cathartic. It's the best thing to say when someone gives you bad news. I say, man, with bad news like that, you pick the best. You're so lucky to be in the best city because we have the best hospitals. The best people taking care of us.
Great healthcare.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the morning show wants to recognize that with the Courtney and Company Honor Roll. It's presented by Healthcare Family Credit Union. And we want you to nominate a patient care provider that's left a lasting impact on you. It could be a doctor, a nurse, someone who checks you in when you show up to the hospital and just went the extra mile and really cared for you. 98 words or less. Tell us about the person at Y98.com. We'll select the top 20 for our honor roll. We'll recognize them on air, and they'll join us as Courtney wears her brunch squad sweatshirt for a special Courtney and Company honor roll brunch at Llewellyn's Pub in Webster Groves. It's presented by Healthcare Family Credit Union, dedicated to the healthcare industry for 50 years. You take care of us, let us take care of you.
Speaking of cool local healthcare and stories, we have somebody on the line that's going to share something with us very cool. Hey, Jennifer.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
Great. Jennifer just told me something very cool that happened right here in our backyard at Barnes Hospital just last week. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Just completed their 10,000th transplant surgery. It puts them in the top 10% of all transplant centers in the entire country.
Wow.
And Jennifer doesn't work there, but Jennifer was at Barnes when it happened because, go ahead, Jennifer.
They just saved my dad's life. He just received a liver transplant after being on the list for 2 years. He received his liver on Thursday.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic. That is amazing. Was he number 10,000?
No, it happened just after him, but we don't care if he was number 10,000 or if he was number 10 million.
What do you get for that, by the way?
To live.
Yeah. Exactly. That's a pretty good price. That's a pretty good price.
That's awesome, Jennifer. Yeah. So you know, we talk a lot about the different medical organizations that we have in our city, and we have the best.
I know.
And Jennifer wanted to mention, with Valentine's Day coming up, of transplant, organ transplant, make sure you're on the list if you want to help out. Right, Jennifer?
Right. Talk to your family before something would come up. When they're in their toughest, most painful time of possibly losing you, don't make them have to make this decision. Let them know what you want beforehand so you can take it out of their hands and take that stress off of them. And if you're going to pass on, let your life have continued meaning. Save another. You don't know what that can do to another family or do to our future if you can save another life.
It's so true. We have a friend whose brother just died suddenly a couple weeks ago, and it was a little bit of a comfort to them knowing that they were saving lives after losing his.
Yeah.
So
it gives the families.
Can't see nothing around here.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show with the Counting Crows. Thank you to everyone that texted this morning about weird gifts that you want for Valentine's Day at 531-9898. We found out the person that wanted eyebrows for Valentine's Day is actually a friend of Jen's. Yeah.
I don't know that she knew it was going to be read on the air, but she was like laughing, crying when she heard us talking about
one
it.
One we didn't get to was a high toilet. Apparently, this woman has knee problems and wants a toilet that's a little higher to use.
You know, it's a real kick in the shorts when you go to an elementary school and you
have
use
to get all the
tiny
down.
Toilets, mm-hmm. the tiny turlets. It's like, whoa. You no amount of squats can prepare you for the low fall.
The worst is having to go to the toilet after a leg day.
Oh, yeah.
Or 2 days after a leg day.
So bad.
So thank you. If you want to text us, always, anytime, 531-9898.
There's a story, and it's a real-life story happening right now in Maryland. And I don't know. I see this as a movie starring Melissa McCarthy. It's sort of similar to her Life of the Party movie. Did you see that where her daughter?
I did. I'm bugged a little bit by her love interest of that movie.
Yeah, it's not believable, but it's fine.
Why not a professor?
Yeah, why not a professor?
I mean, it just doesn't.
Who's her love interest in the movie?
Some frat guy.
Really?
And he's all hung up on her.
Yeah. Hmm. So the story is that
confidence.
Oh yeah,
yeah, right.
It's sexy, you know.
She drops her daughter off at college. Her husband says he wants a divorce because he's in love with someone else. And then she enrolls in her daughter's school and becomes.
She never got to go to college. She became a mom and raised a kid.
And so she, it's just funny. But this one, I don't know why this reminded me of that movie. In Maryland at Towson University, they're looking for a woman who's been wandering around campus trying to find dates for her son, and she's been a little aggressive.
Oh, wow.
Can you picture Melissa McCarthy doing this? She's walking up to people, showing them a picture of her son on her phone, and asking if they want to date him. Apparently,
I don't know why my mom would go all the way to Towson, Maryland.
She's so aggressive that two people called police.
Oh, no.
They called campus police.
That
but,
poor son of hers.
I know.
Now campus police are asking people to report her the next time she comes to the school. That she won't be facing any charges. They just want to tell her to stop.
Does her son even go to school there?
Yeah. Actually, maybe
works
not.
In radio in St. Louis.
Yeah.
She's described as being in her 50s and she usually wears a multicolored scarf. So, Mom.
And I like to call this story Elderly Justice. Okay, so there's, you know, a lot of times scammers prey on senior citizens.
It's awful.
It's so sad.
Ryan had one of those where someone called his grandfather pretending to be him and saying,
Grandpa.
And that's easy to, you know, maybe fall for that.
He was like, hey, Grandpa Carl, it's Ryan. I'm in trouble. You need to wire me money.
Did he call him Grandpa Carl?
Well, no, I think you just said that because it's Ryan.
Because how would they know Grandpa? Nobody says Grandpa like that.
Yeah, right. I know, Grandpa Carl. And he said, please don't tell my mom and dad. So of course, Grandpa Carl, being the smart man that he was, got off the phone and immediately called Ryan's parents. And they're like, no, he's not in trouble. We just talked to him like 5 minutes ago.
So they prey on elderly people. And they take, and the reason they do is because they succeed a lot. Well, they picked the wrong senior citizen.
They picked the wrong Grandpa Carl.
Yes, William Webster, 94 years old, out of D.C. He and his wife, Linda, kept getting calls. And it started about 4 years ago from a man who threatened to set their house on fire, shoot them if they didn't pay him thousands of dollars.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. The guy
I'm not elderly, and I would pay them the money.
He kept, when he got the first scam call, he immediately called the FBI. Why? William is a legend in law enforcement. He's the only person who's ever been the director of the FBI and the director of the CIA.
What? Whoa.
He headed up the FBI from 78 to 87 and the CIA from 87 to 91.
Oh, my gosh.
So they called the FBI, and when the guy kept calling, they kept alerting the FBI. And Linda, the wife, even had an agent listen in on one of the calls the guy made.
Oh, yeah.
FBI traced one of the calls to
stick it to him,
29-year-old Linda.
I want this to be made into a movie.
29-year-old man in Jamaica. And when he flew to New York from Jamaica to visit a friend, he was instantly arrested.
Wow. Awesome.
Wow.
He's been in jail ever since, and that was in 2017.
Whoa! Man.
He was just sentenced to 6 years in prison for trying to scam the Websters and successfully, sadly, scamming several other elderly people.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then he's going to be deported back to Jamaica when the sentence is over.
It's awful that he scammed all those
elderly people. Justice.
Yeah.
Dung, dung. All right. You thought we forgot, but we did not. Backstreet Boys, it's your girls' getaway to New Orleans. They come here in September. You'll win tickets for that, but you will qualify for the grand prize that we will draw on Friday morning to fly to New Orleans, see the Backstreet Boys in concert, and you even get to meet the band.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.